This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, women beekeepers, sex sounds, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Does this scene sound familiar at your house?
Hey, honey, can I have some more OJ, please?
Sure, dear. Say, have you seen your father this morning?
I think he's still in bed, isn't he?
No, I was just up there. He's gone.
Oh, no, not again.
Hey, get out of the way, you old kook.
Where's my cereal bowl? I want scrambled eggs this morning. I remember when all this was just farmland because... Get out, hippies! The old gray mare just
Dad.
Ain't what
Dad.
You used to
Dad, Dad, come here, Dad. Hey, get back in the yard, Dad.
Michael, I thought I told you you were grounded. You're not watching Ed Sullivan tonight, mister. Wait, where's my World's Fair spoon? I remember when... Commies!
Oh, is Grandpa running around here and there? Is he out in the yard in just his underwear? Don't let him wander away. It's invisible. This thing'll make him stay. It's the invisible leash.
There comes a time in all our lives when we have to take care of the loved ones that took care of us. If you can't afford the cost of an expensive nursing home and you have no other relatives to send them to, you need the Invisible Leash. The Invisible Leash is an attractive addition to any elderly loved one's wardrobe. It can be worn as a necklace, a lovely bracelet, or as an ankle restraint. But it's not just a handsome accessory. It's an electronically activated shock device, which issues an attention-getting and yet basically harmless 125-volt zap to Grandma or Grandpa whenever they try to go out of the yard. Let's see how the invisible leash could change this situation.
Hey, honey, have you seen Dad?
I think he's out in the yard.
He'll be back.
All right, Private, let's go show those krauts who's the boss. Come on, boys, follow me. Dad, where are the keys to my Packard? Kids, we're going to Coney Island. Pile it. Mommy. Yeah, I'm going back to bed.
That's more like it. Good night, Dad.
What are you waiting for? Stop chasing your parents all over the neighborhood. Get the Invisible Leash today. Available at finer pharmacies and pet stores everywhere. Not recommended for seniors with pacemakers. Warning, Invisible Leash may be affected by certain remote controls and garage door openers. Consult your owner's manual. Dewy or rain-soaked lawns may cause sudden death.
Is Grandpa streaking down the boulevard? And did Grandma sh** in the neighbor's yard? You don't have to call a cop. It's invisible. Just one zap and they'll stop. It's invisible.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
And her... Oh, mighty Isis pendant around
right.
her neck.
Don't mess with me today. I'll put you in another universe.
Wonder Twin Power. Oh, no, that's not Isis. That's
And by you mean the goddess of the sun.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Not Isis. The
not the beheading
political
colors.
Organization.
Well, of course.
Taliban.
We don't want people to think Christie's pro-Isis.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I blame Pat Godwin.
Yeah, I caused that.
There's Josh Arnold. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie.
Wonder Woman.
Willie Griswold.
I'm very de-ISIS. Hate those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course we all are.
I'm Chick McGee.
I'm just letting people know.
Here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much. Recently voted hippest member of the show. Thank you.
He
you know what?
That.
Live in your delusion. It's okay.
Use your delusion, man. Anybody who bought that audio turd.
What the hell was that?
Never mind. We have Chick McGee and his post.
Hello?
At the sports desk.
Sorry, and just catching up on some correspondence.
So sorry.
Nobody there. There's nobody there.
Anybody there?
You're
hello?
Hey!
No one's Everyone's there? Okay, great. Thank you. What are you doing over there?
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Mother. Apparently, for all the equipment to fail.
Stupid world record.
You know, they have wireless mouse now.
Ooh. Yeah. Women from around the globe and up your alley and some...
No, down some street and up yours.
Yes. Have set a new world record for the most photos of women beekeeping uploaded in 24 hours.
Really?
Oh, that's got to be a competitive category. I'm sorry, what was it again?
The most photos of women beekeeping uploaded in 24 hours.
That's a specific fetish.
I'm sure they're there to sweep up and fix the actual beekeeper's dinner and things like that.
God, I think they're actually doing it. There was a former porn star who's now a beekeeper, and she would post beekeeping stuff on her OnlyFans. I stopped following because...
Why?
It was beekeeping.
Yeah.
She's wearing one of those suits and the weird hat.
Knew exactly what she was doing, though.
Don't you hate that? Sometimes the OnlyFans lady, they're like showing you their Trader Joe's hauls and stuff. I don't want any of that. I just want to see some boobies, right?
So beekeeping is very important.
Did she have a see-through beekeeping suit on?
No, she had the full thing.
Really? Well.
You can look her up. Jewel Denial.
Sweet. That was her name?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like Jewel of the Nile?
Right,
Jewel Denial, yeah.
Really?
She's a legend. Ass for days, chick.
Ass for days.
Yeah.
And now we have to look up famous porn names.
Wait a second now. So I'm sorry. So what's this? The world record is for taking photographs of your fellow beekeepers?
Yeah, we're off that.
So for what purpose?
A coffee table book?
Or?
To set a world record. They initially hoped to make a small difference in promoting diversity in beekeeping.
Is that a big issue?
The effort...
Is that one of the things that will be in the next presidential race?
I'm staring
at Tom. Not enough diversity in beekeeping?
Emotionless. It was the brainchild of the Tasmanian-based female collaboration, Sister Hives Australia. Sister Hives, oh, the time has come.
Top 10 worst songs ever. Recorded.
Wow.
No, he's right. The singability is off the charts.
One of the worst, the dumbest lyrics.
One of the worst bands ever in the United States of America.
What about
You're wrong as always.
Period.
What's that movie with Molly Shannon, Superstar? They play that song in there?
Boogie Nights.
You can still rock it.
You're not helping our case. It's a good song.
You can still rock it, America.
All night.
We're including everyone.
How did they go from Sister Christian all of a sudden Motorin?
Yeah, sure.
Motorin. First time I heard that, I thought she was taking Motrin. That would have been a better lyric.
No, they're motoring, and then somehow they...
Aspirin. What's your headache like?
That's funny.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Next thing you know, they're motoring, and then they're asking how much is it to fly. So,
didn't we ask that guy when he was in here about that song?
Didn't the drummer write it?
No, I wasn't.
Wonderful.
Yes, I wasn't going to.
That interview was
wonderful
to be,
metaphor to for be finding endured. Oneself.
Possibly the worst lyrics of any song.
Oh, really?
Gorgeous. It makes the lyrics by America seem literate.
Oh, those are great. There's a Fomarian in there.
No, wait a minute. You were a night ranger. Yeah. Tell me all about that.
Guys.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Where were we? Oh, so these women are taking pictures of themselves attending bees. Is this an OnlyFans thing?
No, he explained.
He doesn't listen.
To show,
I just realized it's a dating thing. They post them.
Oh,
they
no.
They post them on Bumble.
I saw that one coming from a mile
away. Is he there now?
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Josh, answer this. I can't do it.
I'd be happy to. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, there Donnie. You are. Hey, Donnie, how are you?
Sorry about that, Tom. We paid extra for call waiting, but today it's only working on your end.
I'm sorry.
And you're right. The drummer wrote that tape, Sister Christian. He wrote it down. It's supposed to be Sister Christy, but he sloppy Helveticus, and spoiler alert, next thing you know, when the band read it, they read Christian, and in their part of the town, I think it was Oregon, they don't call it cruising, they call it motoring. So it ain't motoring. Dumbass.
Oh, sorry.
It had nothing to do with Advil.
Okay. Well, that's
I should start a business just dissecting lyrics and explaining tapes to people.
It's a good business.
Well, I'm personally attacking the economic downturn and the economy by becoming an active entrepreneur anyway.
Oh, good. What are you going to do?
Well, my first project for that one, I'm going to turn my house into one of them Airbnbs.
Oh, cool.
Because fact remains, last time I should watch the rich keep getting richer. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I figure if I rent my house three nights a month, it'll basically cover my note for the entire year. Pays for itself.
Oh,
just like playing scratchers. And as they say in the book about Arabian Nights, I'll be making money ham over fist. Swear to God.
That's in the Arabian Nights?
Yeah, except this ham's going to be honey-baked. You know, because here's my pitch. Who won't want to stay at Donnie Baker's house?
Me.
I've got beer in the fridge,
yeah.
Fresh porn on the VCR,
oh.
Josh tell you. The fridge is sort of not working at the moment, but it's got some real nice shelving in it.
Oh.
You know, keeps the mice out.
Uh-huh.
And the house sleeps anywhere between 4 to 16. If you bring enough sleeping bags, I'll provide the pillows. Hell, I got more pillows than Mike Lindell on Adderall. And I'm only charging $97 a night.
That's good.
Plus a modest cleaning charge of $240.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That way there's no haggle. Because my mom, Phyllis, she does the cleaning, so you might get a free pair of game-used panties stuffed in the couch.
Oh, nice.
Swear to God. Pull that scarf. And by the way, we've currently got Wiffy's Trenchless Spud Web on the lease, so I'll knock off 10% for that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And I'll take an additional 30% off if you can even prove a bite mark. So. And for an extra $20, I'll tell you what drawer I keep my old Polaroid's Angel Skinners in.
Oh, boy.
One time she had crotchless panties, Josh.
Yeah.
You could see her whole crouch.
Oh, man.
Swear to God. Oh, and don't mind the security cameras mounted around the main bedroom. They're turned off. I swear to God.
Oh, really?
So reserve your DB Airbnb from Donnie Baker, where the B stands for badass.
So, Donnie, I have one question. So when you rent out your house, where are you going to be staying?
I'll be in a spare bedroom with Woofy, Tom. That way, if anything goes wrong, I'll be there to fix it.
Oh,
very nice.
Who wouldn't want that?
I better go. The septic guy's here already. It seems to be a little backup.
Okay. Sounds like a great place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you ever rent your place as an Airbnb, Christy?
No. It's funny you'd bring that up because someone actually mentioned that to me the other day. No, I wouldn't, but...
Hmm.
Yeah, they said, oh, you should. You have a perfect house for that. I'm
is
like,
that
oh,
right?
No.
But if you do that, don't you have to sort of lock away half the stuff?
And yeah.
Do an inventory?
Yeah, there's always
I'm not
a closet.
Do that.
Yeah. Have you ever? No, you don't. You stay B&B?
No, never.
Never?
No.
Never? Oh, I just rented a place in
yeah, it's really
February.
A cool way to go, yeah.
Yeah. Whole house for less than a hotel.
Right now, as you know, I'm staying in someone else's house.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
See?
I hadn't heard anything about
ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Ad nauseum.
No, I'm a big Airbnb VRBO person. I use it all the time.
Certain things bother me. For example, the silverware drawer.
Yeah?
Okay.
Way too much silverware.
Oh, I see.
Hmm.
So if you were to rent an Airbnb or a VBR or VRBO, you would go in and critique the way they put their silverware in the silverware drawer?
We did this.
Drawer?
One time we rented a house up in Michigan, and my dad said there were too many spoons.
Oh, I remember this.
And it was kind of one of those things where like nobody cared that there was too many spoons, but he was like, no, there's too many spoons, and I'm going to find out about it. And remember, you counted, and there were 56 spoons.
No, I took a photograph. My brother John said,
oh, my gosh.
I said they have more than 100 spoons, and he goes, no, they don't. Well, I'd love to prove myself right. So my sister Jan and I laid the spoons out, and there were like 127 of them.
Oh, lovely vacation.
What a weekend that was.
Yeah. That must have been just
that's a big drawer.
You were there, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that place?
What a great place. You were there?
Yeah.
You were vacation with him?
Yeah, I sang for his mom. It was fun.
Oh, it was great. It was a fun night. I played guitar.
Mother, we've brought a minstrel of sorts to sing for you in the nighttime.
Oh, boy.
Pat, before you go back to your tent.
She loved the Indigo Girls.
I love the Oh, yeah. Your mom, big fan.
He's staying in a tent outside the house.
No, seriously. It's my friend Lucia's house, but she literally had like 120 spoons. And you'd open the drawer, and it was...
That's too many.
So I bought a bunch of baggies, and then I bagged up most of the silverware and put it somewhere else. So
of course you did.
Oh, my God. Because
what's, what's the perfect amount of silverware for you?
Oh,
what do you need?
15-ish.
So, an odd number? I can't.
Oh, I can't have it either. It's got to be even number.
You got to a B&B, Airbnb.
No, it's a friend of mine's house. I rented it all the time.
And your first concern was there are too many... spoons and forks here.
I know, we're trying to cook. You'd open this drawer and it weighed a ton and it was way down. And it was one of those things where obviously she must have inherited her father's stainless steel and her mother's and her
cousin's.
Sure. Yeah.
Just way too much.
Yeah. She's just being a real bitch, leaving all that silver to use. Yeah.
And the refrigerator, you'd open it up and the stuff at the door, all the things were gone. The shelves and the door, you know, so you couldn't put the shelves, they don't have the guard protecting the stuff, so you couldn't put anything on them. Oh, there's lots of problems.
Oh, my Lord.
So I hope you left a scathing review.
No, it was a nice place, good view, right in the beach, can't beat that. I'm so sorry, Chick, what's going on over there? AAA presents Motorin.
Yes.
These are meaningless lyrics. It's a great melody, but...
Blah, blah, blah,
only meaningless for those who don't take a second to really listen and...
No, it's if you're an inferior mind and you process crap like that and think it's interesting, good for you.
No, I think it's the exact opposite there, Tom. Yeah, mm-hmm. To discuss it with you would be to...
too many spoons.
Yes. Yes, you're too many spoons.
And the sugar packets.
Ace, you have four more jokes to do. They better be good. They're going to be your last.
Why don't we get to one right now?
Yeah, let's get to one.
Let's do it.
There is no way we can do one.
Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doorbell repairman.
Doorbell repairman who?
Doorbell repairman.
Oh, my gosh. No.
That was Ace Cosby's joke.
See, he has to knock.
Oh. I get it.
You know, as soon as he said knock, knock, doorbell repairman, I thought, oh, my God, that's all he has. That's it.
No, no, see, that's not the way knock-knock
That's
knock
a thinker, because you have to realize. Because
that's hilarious.
I don't like that I was used.
Oh, man, I don't either.
I think this was if they're not laughing, it's their fault.
Yep.
And Josh played ball. Like there was
Wasn't this your idea?
Everything about it was my fault.
Let's try a palate cleanser, because we promised 5 Ace Cosby jokes of the day today. Therefore...
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Why do dogs float so well?
I don't know why.
The good boys...
That is so good boy.
Each one is worse than the one before.
I
love
that. I know. I thought we were supposed to get better.
No, that's good. Anytime you call a doggy a good boy.
Boy?
We have good boys coming up in the news. Very good. Thank you. We were wandering back to the sports desk.
How many dogs disappear on the beach yearly? Do you
know? Oh, hundreds.
On the beach?
You know, you gap into the water and all of a sudden they're... taken away.
Sea monsters.
A shark or maybe the undercurrent.
Riptide.
Yeah. Remember the great story we had about the dog that fell off the sailboat that...
Died?
No, showed up. showed up on shore a few days later.
Got chopped up by the propeller.
No!
Oh, boy.
They do make little doggy life vests, you know.
I know, yeah. My brother has dachshunds, and they have them.
That's cute.
Very cute. They love the water.
They look like little hot dogs on either side.
I don't know why the vests aren't shaped like hot dog buns.
Ketchup and mustard on top.
Someone has to have done that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
The hot dog bun suit for a dog.
Oh, they absolutely have those.
Yeah. They have costumes, but not as an actual life jacket.
Right.
Hilarious.
Those are great. The dog life jackets are awesome.
That would be terrific. Coming up, we have at least two more Ace Cosby jokes.
You know what I like? Dogs. Lately, I've noticed these golden retrievers dressed up like businessmen with a tie and a white shirt.
That's why they're shaking hands with each other.
And glasses doing quarterly reports. That's funny stuff. I'm sorry. That's hilarious. That's funnier than anything anybody in this room has ever said, but especially Ace. No,
that's just mean.
Chick,
I threw a ball for my dog last night.
Oh, really?
He looks good in a tuxedo.
We're counting that as four.
Stuck that one in without the intro.
Now,
Christy wrote it down. That is number four.
These are classics. Write that note, Roman numerals. IV.
She's doing the how many days in prison?
Hash marks.
Out of Monte Cristo.
Yeah. You know, my Monte Cristo
sweater.
You know,
Red, hope's a good thing. Maybe the best of things.
It's been 0 days since our last Ace Cosby incident on the side of the factory.
Is that sports?
Oh, someone has an email for Tom.
He steered Reading through.
This is the BBC Sounds of Sex being accidentally broadcast.
We've an FA Cup winners only policy in the studio tonight. I don't know who's making that noise, but so
It says, "Dear Tom, actually, dear Goofballs and Christy."
Yes,
Tom. How do you have so many kids and not recognize the lovely sound of sex?
It sounds like a bleating animal.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound
to me like a bleating animal.
It sounds like some kind of non-consensual encounter.
We've an FA Cup winners only policy in the studio tonight. And I don't know who's making that noise, but so Alan Sherry's on the commentary.
Well, if this guy shut up, we'd be able to hear it better.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.